The life of Robert Preston Tisch is truly a great American success story. Along with his brother Lawrence, Bob Tisch turned a small hotel and resort business into a Fortune 500 company known as the Lowe's Corporation.
This is a story of two young men who really saw that there could be something exciting when they put their ideas together. And it really is a slice of the American dream.
A generous philanthropist, Bob Tisch was founding director of City Meals and a tireless worker for other civic and charitable organizations.
He had a tremendous moral and ethical compass, which I think he passed down to his children and his grandchildren. To me, it's not so much as giving back as a matter of you have the means to make people's lives better. Why wouldn't you?
He served as Postmaster General of the United States from 1986 to 1988. And in 1991, he fulfilled a lifelong dream when he became a 50% owner of the New York Football Giants.
When the opportunity arose to own half of the New York Football Giants and also to partner with Wellington Mara, that was a unique and once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And I think for a guy who grew up in Brooklyn, this was literally, you know, one of his great, great dreams come true.
Bob said that he just wanted to have 10 good years of ownership. And Wellington Mara said, well, if you want to stay in the football business, it'll take you 100 years to have 10 good ones.
It's an hour before game time, nice sunny afternoon in Giant Stadium. Is this what you envisioned when you got involved with the Giants?
Oh, yes. And it looks exactly what I thought it was. I've never been here until I got involved with the Giants this early. It was a great thrill for just to walk on the field and be associated with the people here, well, part of the New York Giant family.
Bob Tisch soon became one of the most loved and respected members of the Giants family.
Bob was as much a friend as he was our boss. Bob's interest was sincere. He would come and sit in your office and ask you how your family was, and he would visit us in training camp, and he had his most fun when he was with the players or when he was there with us working, when we were in the working environment. He'd be at lunch and he'd sit with the players and he'd come to practice and he'd come over to the coaches' offices, and he was always so supportive.
He was one of those people that you got to know very easily because he was accessible, charming, and there was a tremendous amount of genuine sincerity that if he took the time to talk to you, to spend time with you, to have a meal with you, it was not because he needed to, it was because he wanted to.
He genuinely loved people. He loved their stories, whether it was my children's friends, my friends, to his colleagues, to mayors, to presidents. He was generally interested in them.
What sticks in my mind, the pride that he had when he came through the locker room and talked to the guys and everything. He had great pride, loved it, but his smile. You know, every time I saw him, he'd come in, I could see the smile on his face.
When he was around the players, the team, the coaches, there was something very warm and paternal and fatherly about his interaction with the team and the players.
My rookie year, I hurt my foot. I'm on crutches, and we're at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and I had the upper field, the lower field, and I'm trying to hobble to get the boat. And he saw that, and then after that, every day, he used to put me in the car with him, take me to and from practice. So I didn't have to get on my crutches and do it. And it just showed me the whole human element, the whole family element of him coming to this team and understanding that and being a part of it.
This is a man who cared about everybody and would demonstrate his concerns by doing certain things for people, and it would all be in the course of the day.
He had gotten a letter from a firehouse that they had lost their Dalmatian. So, of course, he anonymously sent a new Dalmatian to the firehouse.
So many of his charitable works we don't even know about. He never really would publicize them. But the Take the Field project was one of the great charitable projects in this country. To be able to take a field and give it back to the youth of this city and give them a chance to play. To see something like that come to life and how hard he worked at it. I was in his office many times when he had some heavy hitter on the phone. Like, I want you to give this amount of money. We've got to do this. We've got to save this high school.
But it wasn't just getting the 45 fields built that was so exciting for him. But it was also going to the opening, talking to the student athletes, talking to the parents, talking to the principals.
And I think he really had a passion for that. He understood that it was important for him to give back and make things better. And I really admired the man because of that, because he could have just stayed involved with his own business interests, but he saw that need to give back, not just there, but in so many other causes around New York City.
Bob Tisch was a man of many accomplishments, whose kindness and generosity touched everyone fortunate enough to know him.
You know, when Bob Tisch walked in a room and smiled, the room smiled back. And he just loved being around his friends, loved people, and the people loved him.
He took me under his wing, and he showed me the ropes. He told me who to meet, who to talk to, what events to go to. I'll never forget the lessons that he taught me.
To be able to accomplish the things that he has, to be able to be an owner of the greatest franchise in the NFL, that's all greatness.
It's everything he's done in his lifetime. Such a powerful, just strong, smart man, and just a wonderful human being. And it's been an honor to be around him and to call him a friend and one of our owners.
This was a man who was humble, who was humane, who was hardworking, who was disciplined, who cared about others, who got to end his life, and it was an incredible life, with 20 years of being a partner in the New York Football Giants.
Like Wellington, he infused the Giants with class, with enthusiasm, and great ethics, and great fun. And I think he will be remembered and is remembered not just as a great family man and a great businessman and a great friend, but really one of the truly great owners.